WCVE Public Radio is partnering with PolitiFact Virginia, a fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and an affiliate of PolitiFact.com, with which NPR News partners nationally. And with us again today are PolitiFact editor Warren Fisk and reporter Wesley Hester from the Richmond Times-Dispatch to bring us up to date on some of the latest PolitiFact findings. Warren, let me start with you and a recent comment by House of Delegates Speaker William Howell that you checked out. He made a statement that the proposed federal regulations would affect every street sign in the country. Now, that almost sounds preposterous on its face, but you checked it out. And what did you find?
Well, we found, turns out that he's right. There are proposed regulations now, and they would require the first letter of a street name to be in caps and the rest of the letters in lowercase. So in other words, we would be phasing out the all capital letter street signs. And this is part of some comprehensive regulations that's being proposed. They would also increase the reflectivity of signs and increase the size of letters on them. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this is that some studies show that it's harder to read all cap signs. Going back to the all caps, it's harder to read the all cap signs, and those extra little microseconds that you spend looking away from the road increase the odds of accidents, especially for old drivers. Some cities are complaining about the expense of replacing the signs, and U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is taking another look at the regulations right now. And he's put out a statement last month, and he says it doesn't make sense to replace perfectly good street signs. So perhaps we won't see this after all.
Yeah. So a mid-level proposed regulation at this point, and if the Secretary of Transportation, who would have to sign off on it in the end, is skeptical about it, it doesn't sound like it's very likely. But there was some, as you point out, some rationale for the proposal.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. But so Speaker Howell gets a true on that one.
He gets a true on that. And the other thing we found was that there were 864 pages of regulations in the federal government concerning street signs, street markings, and street lights.
Wow. All right, let's turn now to reporter Wes Hester, who checked out the facts on several political statements recently. Wes, good morning.
Good morning.
One of your articles was about a comment by Representative Bobby Scott of Virginia's 3rd Congressional District. He said the tax cut deal agreed upon by the White House and the congressional Republicans at the near the end of the year, quote, adds more than $800 billion to the deficit over 2 years, more than the cost of TARP and more than the cost of the Recovery Act. Those are his words. And about the same as the health care reform, he went on. So you checked the facts. What did you find?
That's right. We had to look at the cost of a few things here to see if his claim on the tax compromise added up. First of all, we made sure that the $800 billion to the deficit over 2 years from the tax compromise was correct, which it was, according to the Congressional Budget Office. I think it was $797 billion to be exact. So Scott says that's more than TARP and the Stimulus Act and about the same as health care reform. We found that he was correct on TARP, which authorized spending of about $700 billion. On the stimulus, though, he's not quite right based on the latest estimates, which show it costing about $814 billion. But slightly older estimates show it coming in just under $800 billion. So we took off a point there. On health care, he's right, though. The bill is estimated to cost $788 billion over the next 10 years. So overall, we rated his claim mostly true.
Okay. House of Delegates Minority Leader Ward Armstrong made a statement that the governor, quote, did not consult members of his own party before he released his transportation plan. True or false?
Well, we found it false. This was from a letter sent in response to a letter by the Republican Party of Virginia. And Armstrong fired back, saying that the governor had not consulted members of his own party prior to the release of the plan. And we talked to several Republicans and found that that was just not the case. Some Republicans, in fact, helped create the plan, and Republican leadership, at least, was kept in the loop throughout. Now, had Armstrong said that not all Republicans in the legislature were consulted, he would have been right, as the government, as the governor did not meet with the Republican caucuses in the House and the Senate. But that's pretty rare, especially when the assembly's not in session. So after talking to everyone who were kept up to date on the plan and helped shape it, we found the claim to be false.
You also rate some political statements on whether they represent a flip-flop or not, as opposed to just being true or false or somewhere in between. Governor McDonnell did change his position on whether state workers should have to contribute to their pension plans, which they've not had to do for going on three decades. He changed his position on that, saying conditions have changed. The status of the Virginia retirement system is worse than had been thought. Did he flip or not?
Yeah, it was a full flip. This was our first flip-a-meter item, and it was an easy one. While campaigning, McDonnell and Cree Deeds both pledged not to make state employees pick up that portion of their pension that the state had been paying since 83, I think. And sure enough, a few weeks ago, he changed his mind on that. He even reinforced that commitment as governor in April, but then a few weeks ago announced that he would indeed ask all state employees to pay the 5% share, although he did offset that in part with a little pay bump. But nonetheless, it does represent a total reversal, so we gave it a full flop.
Even though there may have been good reasons to flip, he did flip.
Right, yeah, we don't look at that, just the facts.
Right. All right, thank you both, Warren Fisk and Wesley Hester of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. On the PolitiFact Virginia staff there, a regular feature now on Morning Edition here on WCVE Public Radio, most Tuesday mornings at 8:50. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us, Wayne. Happy New Year.